It's an Election Day edition of Language Detective. We investigate some ballot box terminology next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Attention, if you're attempting to lose weight, please stay tuned for an important opportunity. In a 6-month clinical study, participants lost an average of 30 pounds without changing their eating habits or routine. Now, Sensa is conducting a market trial in this listening area. If you're trying to lose weight, you are eligible to try Sensa free for 30 days. Call 1-800-716-8977 now to request your free trial. Participation in this free trial does not require any dieting, pills, or change in lifestyle. In fact, we only ask that you continue your current eating habits. Just use clinically proven Sensa, the same weight loss breakthrough you've seen on Extra, Dateline NBC, and America's Newsroom. Results are backed by a 30-day weight loss guarantee. If you want to lose weight, you are eligible to participate in this market trial. For your 30-day free trial, you must call this number now. 1-800-716-8977. That's 1-800-716-8977.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, November 2nd, the 306th day of the year. Frontiersman Daniel Boone was born on this day. As Americans go to the polling booth, we thought it timely to delve into some election etymology. The word candidate is derived from the Latin word candidus, meaning white. In ancient Rome, those standing for election, dressed in their most brilliant white togas, thought to project purity and honesty. Early voting methods often involved tossing colored clay marbles into a jar, which is where the term ballot comes from, the Italian word for little ball. Sometimes colored beans were used instead. And now you know why some candidates are said to not be worth a hill of beans. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts online at almanac.com.